Okay, we're on to section two, and that is client nurturing and retention strategies. So we are going to start with strategy number one. Why nurture your existing clients? Most stylists spend 90% of their time trying to get new clients while virtually ignoring their current and past clients. For each and every month that goes by in which you fail to stay in touch with your client base, you'll lose 5% of them. There are two sources of getting new clients. One is from your existing or past clients. The other is attracting brand new clients that have no relationship with you or any of your current or past clients. We want to start by getting new clients with the help of your existing or past clients because this is much easier to do. You will find out why very shortly. We like to call this low-hanging fruit. In getting results in marketing, you always want to do what is easier first. This produces the greatest results the fastest. We don't know about you, but we don't want challenges when it comes to advertising, especially when money is concerned. So as great marketers, we want to shoot fish in a barrel with no water in it with a 12-gauge shotgun. We want as much of a sure thing as we can get. So attention, brand new stylists. If you are brand new to your business and don't have any past or current clients, don't skip this. You will want to come back to this section and implement the strategies with the very first new client lead you get. Referring to the people who do business with you as clients signifies a long-term relationship. If you do everything we're telling you here in these sessions, your clients will soon become your friends. The thing we want you to grasp is to start treating your clients as if they were your friends. We will show you how, and then you'll understand why later. Your best source of new clients will come from your happy clients, period. You're in the relationship business. So, how do you establish relationships with your current and past clients so they are happy to give you lots of referrals and always say good things about you? You have to keep in touch with them often. You have to give them stuff for free. So what do I mean by often, and how do we keep in touch with them? Often means about 26 times per year you have to touch your clients. They're hopefully coming in or calling on your business 12 or more times already, so a lot of the contact is already being done. You're probably saying to yourself right now, are you nuts? We don't have the time or money to do that. Now I think you've really lost your mind, but just hold on here for a second. First, let me tell you what I mean by touching your client, and then prove to you that I know what I'm talking about, and it costs peanuts, and there are automatic systems in place. So there's very little manual labor on your part. But before I do this, I must explain to you why you must do this and the psychology behind it. Most stylists try to get a sale without establishing a relationship first. So let me ask you this question. If you're a married woman, did your husband ask you to marry you on the first date you had with him? If he did, what do you think you would have said? You would have said no. You would have said, I like you, but I need to get to know you better first before I make a commitment that big. Selling a person one of your products or services is the same thing. It's a big commitment of trust and commitment of money and time, isn't it? So here's another way to explain it. When two boxers get in a ring to fight, they're not trying to throw one punch and hope to win the fight. They're trying to throw many punches at each other. The one who throws the most punches, most client contacts, the most lethal blows, best marketing strategies, wins the fight. Gets the long-term client who stays and pays for a long time. When your client thinks of their beauty needs and their products and the services that you offer, you want them to only think of you. You want to dominate that part of his or her brain, so whenever anything involved with what your business does and what you offer comes up, you want him or her to think about only you and then only recommend you to their family, friends, and coworkers. You do this by by keeping in contact with your clients, touching in a variety of ways. So what do we mean by touching your clients 26 times a year? Any one of these or all of these works. Send them a postcard, send them a holiday card, send them a birthday card, send them an email, send an email with a newsletter in there, email them your consumer awareness guy, email them the video, a video link that you might think they're interested in. Send them a voicemail broadcast. Send them an audio postcard. Send them a thank you card. Send or give them an inexpensive gift. Send or give them a DVD of a new product or service that you're doing. Send them a text message. Mail them a letter. Ideally, what you want to do is set up a 12-month schedule so that you're keeping in contact with your clients and your potential clients. Once you get this set up, there'll be very little manual labor on your part, and it'll be inexpensive to do. But you will give, but will give you the biggest bang for your buck. Warning. I realize that some of you may not have computer skills, email skills, websites set up, etc., or don't know how to do some of the stuff like streaming video or audio postcards. Let me address it this way. These are the things that you need to hear, and there is no way to sugarcoat it. You'd better learn how to use a computer if you don't. And this is the way that you are going to grab future clients. You better get a website, because this is huge in the future for grabbing new clients. And you have to communicate with your clients and prospects the way that they want to communicate with you, period. You have to give people what they want. So the good news is, learning how to use a computer these days is rather simple. If you can use a cell phone, you can use a computer, you can send an email, etc. You just need to bite the bullet on this one and learn it. If you refuse to learn basic computer skills, you must have someone do your computer stuff for you. If you don't, you'll end up costing a lot in lost sales and big money out of your pocket. We've stopped doing business with certain small businesses because they have no website or email or a way to get a hold of them. It's too hard to get a hold of them. It's more of a pain than what it's worth. In today's automated world, people want things done fast and they want it done easy. So we're often asked, is this possible to do all the stuff? That I'm talking about without a computer? The answer is yes. It is harder, much harder. The more clients you have, the more difficult and time-consuming it becomes. So you want to make your life as easy as it can get. Get a computer. Technology is your friend. And that can be a tablet or whatever. Technology will also allow you to get most of your marketing done automatically, which will free up your time so you can spend it the way that you want. This gives you tremendous leverage. Strategy number two, always remember LTV. The name gives the concept away, and it's so simple that we remain dumbfounded that so many business people never consider it. Here's what it's all about. By definition, the lifetime value of a client, the LTV, is the total profit produced by an average client over his or her lifetime association with you. Once you know your average client's lifetime value, you are then in a position to make a judgment on how much you can afford to spend to convert a prospect into a client. So let me give you an example. Let's say that you are a stylist, and the first time your average new client does business with you, she spends $75, $45 for a haircut, $30 for a product. She comes back in every 6 weeks for a haircut, maintains her color every 12 weeks, and buys a product about every 2 months. In the course of 1 year, she is potentially worth $750 to you. She's going to be your client for 5 years. Then she moves to Florida and gets a divorce because life is moving, is a moving parade. In 5 years, she will have spent a minimum of $3,750 with you. So now you have to figure out how much of that is profit for you. So let's just use a real simple example of 50%. So you theoretically, you'll make $1,875 profit on your average client over the next 5 years. So how much are you willing to pay for a client? You could spend up to that amount, $1,875, and still break even in 4 years. We don't suggest that you do that, but up to $50 seems reasonable. Wouldn't you invest $50 to get $1,875 back in 5 years? But you don't even have to wait the full 5 years to getting it back. On the first sale, you'll make money, more than enough to recover the $50. So let's say your average client refers at least one other client to you. Now your profit from that client is $3,750. $1,875 from the first, $1,875 from the referral. Referrals are even more profitable than clients gotten through advertising. So start calculating the lifetime value of your average client. One of your goals should be to increase this value by getting your clients to refer more often, increasing the average ticket, making repeat clients more frequent, and selling them more products and services. Strategy number three, don't ignore your clients like most businesses do. Before you can begin a contact program, your current and past clients need to be in a computer database if they are not already. And as you add clients and people you've shown an interest in your products and services, you will add them to your client base as well. Your database of people may be small now of current and past clients, but it will grow significantly once you implement the offline and online marketing strategies in this program. So if you don't have them on a computer database service as of yet, it's best to start now. It will make your life much easier. And the good news is, as part of your membership, you get access to our email manager, exactly what I'm talking about here. It's called a benchmark email service because it's the most comprehensive and has everything you need to run your business. So go to Member Central and just click on the email manager tab and follow the prompts to sign up if you haven't done it already. Listed below is the information that you need to have in your database for each current client, past client, or person who's asked for information from you. First name, last name, physical address, phone number, email address, date of birth without year so you can send them those birthday cards. And then have a field where you can write something specific about them. Example would be like the wife's name, their kid's name, food they like, wine they like, what football team they like, anything of that nature. Anything specific about them is helpful, and this can be added to all the time. So get going on that. Like I said, as part of your membership, you get access to our email manager, our benchmark email service, because it is the most comprehensive and has everything you need to run your business. So go to Member Central and click on that email manager tab and follow the prompts if you haven't done that already. Strategy number four, client database. By now, I hope you realize that your most valuable asset is your client database, because most of your future business will come directly and indirectly from your database of clients. And if you ever want to sell your business as a stylist, the main thing another stylist would look for or would be buying is the future revenue stream from these clients. You see, without clients, your business is not worth very much. And believe it or not, at the end of your tenure, you can sell your business as a stylist. So yeah, you might have a building that you're running your business out of and some equipment to sell, but you can do that if you sell them separately. But the real money is going to come from your client database. So for another person to buy your business at a decent price, it has to have an existing up to date client database. So there are a few things you need to do to save money with your database and to protect your database. Just keep it current and accurate, because if it's inaccurate and you go to send out a physical mailing to your database, you're going to waste a lot of money if that database isn't accurate. If you're going to send emails, you're going to get a lot of emails that are sent to people who have moved out of the state or what have you. Because as we know, 18% of the US population moves every year. So keep your database up to date. Does that make sense to you? It should. And remember, always work smart, not hard. Strategy number 5, newsletter. Now, I'm not suggesting that you write a newsletter to your clients because it takes a lot of time and research. One of the services you get each month as a member of our program is a newsletter already done for you to send to your clients through email and to have hard copies in your business. The way that it works is every month you'll get an email from us telling you that the next month's newsletter is posted on Member Central. This happens about the 15th of the previous month. All you have to do is go there, download the newsletter, fill in your specific information, brand it to your business, and fill in the sections that we've set aside for you with an offer of some sort or information about your business. Then get it printed and have copies in your area to give to your clients. And email it to them as well using the email manager found on Member Central. So you just go there, click on the email or the newsletter tab, open that up, and it'll give you specific instructions on how to email it to your clients as well. There's a template put in there every month. So take great advantage of this because this is an incredible client nurturing strategy. It's the cornerstone for client nurturing. And this is a great way to just keep your name and business in front of your clients. It's also a great way to announce information you want them to know. They'll think that you personally sat down and wrote the newsletter. They will think that you spent a lot of time putting it together, and they'll thank you for all the cool information. So contrary to what you may think, your clients are not interested only about the salon and spa industry, because remember, you are not your own client. So the topics of the newsletter are general interest topics that your clients will be interested in, and not only about our beauty industry. So yes, you can add in a few things about your business for sure, maybe a new product or service, an offer, but the newsletter will not be read if it's all about your business only. For an example, would you read a newsletter from your dentist if it were all about the latest developments in root canals? No, you wouldn't. Your client and your clients don't want to know all about the latest and greatest in our industry either. Just because your business is your life doesn't mean it's your clients' lives. So make sure and print your newsletter for the hard copy that you're going to put in your business on the same color stock each month, like a bright green or a bright yellow or a bright blue, because you want your clients to get accustomed to the same color, looking for that newsletter each month. And for goodness sake, don't skip a month. Be very consistent doing this each and every month, because the more consistent you are on the front end with your marketing, the more consistency you're going to have with the results on the back end. Strategy number 6, thank you letters. Thank you letters are very important and often overlooked by stylists. Thank you letters create a positive feeling about you and your business. When was the last time you received a thank you from anyone you did business with? Most businesses just don't bother. People will be so wowed, they will talk highly of you and your business in return for more. For under a buck, you can create a good feeling about you and your business. This is one of the cheapest ways that you can build loyalty, add trust, and a chance to get more referrals. You should use a handwritten thank you and send it out the day after a new client visits your business. This is very cheap, it's simple, easy, and very effective. It has impact because the clients feel special. In your manual, in this strategy number 6 in your manual, we have a sample thank you letter. So modify it to your specific needs. Strategy number 7, email. This is the easiest way to stay in contact with your clients, and it doesn't cost any money to do, just a little bit of time. You can just send them a note. Hi, you can send them a joke or something funny. You can forward to them something that may interest them. You can send them our newsletter, which we talked about a few minutes ago. Just keep your emails short and sweet and make them personal. About two a month is good. Use plain text and make sure your emails are coming from you, the stylist, not from the company in general. The content you send them is not as important as the fact that you are keeping in touch with them. Getting your emails opened by your clients and potential clients is critical, because the greatest message is worthless if no one reads it. So how do you get your emails open? You must have subject lines that offer a benefit and invoke curiosity. Using the subject lines that I'm going to talk about here in a second will at least double your open rate. So use them often. Here's some excellent subject lines. Mike, please open immediately, even if you're on vacation. I almost forgot. Don't take it personally, but forward, I'm not surprised. Open up. Major news affects you. Hey, what do you think? I'm trying to reach you. Mike, I'll need your response before tomorrow. Look at this. Hey, Mike. Reminder. For your eyes only, Mike. RE. Read this ASAP. You should read this, Mike. RE. Question. Thought you'd like to see this. Try this experiment. Checking up on Mike. Mark. Personal from Mike. RE. I can help you out. It's me. Open up. This entire list is in your manual in this section. There's a dry cleaner that I use, and they send me all kinds of stuff, mainly really good jokes and some local interest related material about every other week. Guess how many clients that I've referred to them in the last 3 years that they've started using them? 19 in total. So once you have your client's email address, you can save money communicating with them. You can remind them of their appointments. You can send them a newsletter that you get with the program for free. You can announce specials. You can announce open houses and parties that you'll be having, and so on and so on. So make sure that you get to Member Central and click on that email manager tab and get involved with the benchmark service that comes with your membership, because the end result will be you'll make a lot more money. Strategy number 8, voice broadcasting. Voice broadcasting is having your recorded voice sent out a message to your entire client database in one day. A service does that for you. You record a message and a computer calls your client's phone number, and if they do not answer the phone, the call goes to a voicemail box, or an answering machine, and the recorded message is left. If they answer the phone live, the call is terminated without them knowing the computer called them. It is best to have the computer call them during the day when they are most likely not home. The caller thinks that you are actually calling them personally. They would have no reason not to believe this. If you have 20 clients or 2,000 clients, this can all be accomplished in one day with very little effort on your part. This sure beats calling people yourself day in and day out. Now you're working smarter and not harder, and using tremendous technology as a leverage. See how this can be used in your business. You can voice broadcast to your clients around the holidays just to wish them a safe holiday. You can voice broadcast to your clients to let them know you're offering a special for any one of their family members. You can broadcast to your client base and let them know about a holiday party or a client appreciation day that you're having in your business. So there's many things that you can use for this service. And the best thing to do is just Google voice broadcast, and you'll find several companies that offer this service at a reasonable cost. Strategy number 9, postcards. Mailing a postcard to your clients or prospect is an inexpensive and great way to keep your name and business name in the forefront of their minds. You can be funny and even outrageous with this strategy. Now, you don't have to write your postcards yourself or even mail them yourself. Do a Google search for the most recent companies offering this type of service. When should you send out a regular postcard to your clients? Well, you can send it out to your clients when it's their birthday. You can send it out to your clients when you are on vacation. You can send them if you have some information that you think they should know. You can just send them something just to keep in touch with them. Your imagination is the only thing that can hold you back here. Don't be afraid to use this strategy. And we recommend using plain looking postcards. We found that the best color to use is pastel yellow, and using Courier New Font is the very best for this strategy. Strategy number 10, audio postcards. An audio postcard is an email that has a picture of you on the email with a message to click a link where there is a recorded message from you. This is a really neat way to keep in contact with your client, like we just discussed in the last strategy. Again, the content of the audio postcard can be anything, and it's not as important as the fact that you're keeping in contact with your client. The company that do this for you is called AudioGenerator.com. Strategy 11, video message. A video postcard in an email that has a link to a short video from you on it. This is a really neat way to keep in contact with your client. Again, the content of the video postcard can be anything. You can be introducing a new product, a new service, a how-to video. It's not as important as the fact that you're keeping in contact with your client. And use YouTube for this. And then just copy and paste the link and put it right in your email. Strategy number 12, a DVD. One of the best ways for potential clients to get to know more about your services is to create a DVD. This does not have to be fancy. You don't have to edit this or add graphics or music. This is a home video. You simply record the new service you're now offering or anything you want your clients to know. Now you have a DVD that you can hand out in your business and mail to potential new clients. A DVD duplication is pretty inexpensive. Mm-hmm. The higher cost come into play with all the fancy packaging. You want to keep it simple with a black ink only title like new services offered by, and then just put your name in there. And just put in a white paper sleeve. Remember, you're giving these away so you don't have to get fancy. You can get these duplicated locally or do a Google search for a company that you can use for duplication and mailing them to your clients. When members of my program started doing this, they found that their clients were passing around their DVD to their friends, and they secured several new clients because of it. Strategy 13, holiday cards. We don't need to do much explaining here. It's just a nice gesture to wish your clients a happy holidays when they come. Here's another chance for you to be funny and outrageous and just let your imagination fly. Send them a card on some offbeat holiday. No one else does this. In the resource section is a list of all the holidays we have here in the U.S. and Canada. Use your imagination. You can send out your own holiday cards, or you can use sendoutcards.com for this as well. Strategy number 14, free information offers. Whenever you give something away for free, it creates reciprocity. People want to return the favor and do business with you. We're not talking about some expensive item. We're talking about something that has a high perceived value but costs very little or nothing at all. Information falls into this category. The newsletter is already something you're giving them for free. There are many other kinds of information you can give them as well. If you have to mail it to them, there'll be a small cost, but if you can email it, there's no cost at all. As a monthly member, we will provide you with informational stuff when we come across it that you can send to your clients. We've mentioned, well, we've drilled it into your head, that you must keep in contact with your clients at least 26 times per year. If you mix up the delivery methods, they will not realize that you are contacting them 26 times a year. They will just know that you care about them more than any business they've ever dealt with before. Now, this may seem like you're bugging the heck out of your clients contacting them this much, but you need to trust me on this. You're not. It is the right amount of contacts for a business relationship. It is the right amount of contact to keep your name in the front of their brain without offending them. Remember, whenever your client thinks about the kind of services or products that you offer them to think of you and only you. Not a lot of other stylists in your areas contact their clients even once in a while. We never used to either until we got smart and it paid off for our clients staying with us and referring other clients to us. Plus, our clients contact us more often and spend more money with us. By doing this, it makes you different. It makes you stand out from everyone else. We get contacted by some of my members in marketing that we told you about earlier every single day. That is 365 days every year, and we are not offended. What do you think will happen if your client is at a party and the subject of products and services that you offer comes up? Your client will tell them about you. That's what will happen. We guarantee it. you have to be you have been planting seeds and now they're getting harvested. Do you see how this works? When using the contact methods that we've told you about, you need to use your imagination. Don't be afraid to be funny with your clients. People like funny stuff. They may be having a bad day and your funny thing is just what they needed to cheer them up. Another thing people always say to me is, I can't be funny with this person or that person because he or she is president or CEO or he or she is rich and he or she is famous and so on and so on. Doesn't matter. People are people. We're all humans. There was a time, mostly like a very happy time, when he or she was not rich or famous or president of a big company or whatever. We all get out of bed in the morning, sit in the commode, brush our teeth, and put our dress or pants on the same way. Don't be afraid to treat them the same way everyone else. They will appreciate it because it allows them to put their guard down like they do when they hang out with their close friends and family members. This is a very good chance. There is a very good chance that you're getting most of your business right now from past clients, but it is happening in kind of a haphazard way. We guarantee that you could not be doing, that you could be doing a lot better job because you are not controlling it. A lot of potential business is falling through the cracks. In summary, please keep in contact with your current and past clients, and they will talk about you and generate a lot of business for you. You will be controlling the word of mouth advertising from this point forward. And when you get a new prospect, someone who's asked for information from you, treat them like a current or past client and keep in contact with them the same way you do with your current and past clients. Strategy 15, new client kit. What's a new client kit? A new client kit is a package of information you give to every new client. This package can include a thank you letter, information about other services, your referral program, your newsletter, and some free product samples. This new client kit does many things for you. One, it reinforces that you are extraordinary. Two, it makes your client think that he or she is getting a lot more than what your competitors can possibly offer. Number three, it helps create the wow factor. Number four, it enables you to get more referrals. And number five, it enables you to get the client to use your other products and services. Here's the example of again of what you can include in your new client kit or gift bag. Thank you letter, newsletter, consumer awareness guide, referral program, free sample product, information and offer on other services and products. When the new client kit or gift bag is a cheap and easy way to get more business from each client and to get more referrals. This is a moneymaker. Strategy 16, Client Appreciation Day. You already know that you need to build a relationship with your clients. One of the most powerful ways to do this is to give them something that shows you appreciate them. Do something special to thank them and let them know they are the most important thing to your business. Without them, you'd be out of business. A special client appreciation event is a great idea to make your clients feel valued. It not only builds loyalty, but can also bring in new business. Your event could be an open house at your place of business or a backyard barbecue at your home. This event will be just for clients and their guests, not for the general public. Schedule your event around the holiday, like the 4th of July, Memorial Day, Labor Day, or Thanksgiving. People enjoy holiday themes and will be in the mood to celebrate. However, you probably don't want to schedule it the day of the holiday in case they have other plans. So plan ahead and schedule it several months in advance. When you plan your client appreciation event, invite all your clients. Mention it in your newsletter for several months before. Tell all the clients you see, invite them to bring guests. Let them know this is a special event just for them and their guests. You have to get excited about this or it won't work. Even tell a few newspaper reporters and invite them. Make sure the word gets out. Have all your clients RSVP. You need to know how many people are coming so you can prepare. So plan ahead and you'll get great results. What should you do at your event? There should be food and beverages, of course. You should also have games and contests and give prizes and awards. On Member Central, under the recorded member calls, you're going to find an excellent recorded member call that we did with a member named Tammy. She has become an expert at giving these client appreciation days. So please go there and scroll down to the bottom of the page and click on that recording and listen to what Tammy's done. She's gotten all the hard work out of the way for you, and she's got the nuts and bolts on how to do this correctly. Strategy number 17, client luncheons and dinners. A client luncheon or dinner is an event you host for all your current clients and their guests. Your clients will see this as a gift from you. The guests they bring will be high quality prospects. You can even get someone else to pick up all or most of the tab, and I'm going to explain that shortly. A client luncheon or dinner accomplishes two things. You get a chance to thank your current clients when they get to enjoy a free lunch and dinner just for using your services and buying your products. They're going to think pretty highly of you. All of your guests are your prospects. What are your chances of getting them as a new client when A, they've already received a free dinner from you, and B, the person who brought them is already a very happy client? So think of the room full of satisfied people talking about how wonderful you are. How easy will it be to turn those guests into new clients? Schedule this dinner at a nice restaurant or a hotel. Have at least one a year. I don't recommend having more than four in a year. So how do you get someone else to pick up the tab? Well, you have a very valuable resource. Let's say you have 50 to 300 upscale clients. Many business people will pay you to get the chance to talk to these people. What kind of business people? Well, I suggest ones that have the same prospects as you do and who do not compete with you or other kinds of speakers. Some good ones are weight loss experts, personal trainers, fashion experts, chiropractors, real estate agents, certified financial planners, a dentist. Approach these professionals, explain this opportunity to them. Let them know the type of clients you do business with them. Tell them why this is a good investment. Try to get two or three speakers to come. More than three is too much. Offer them 30 minutes to speak, just giving information, and let them give a 10 to 15 minute pitch. You can also offer to supply them with everyone's names and addresses. So here's a simple sample schedule for the evening. 6 to 6:30, arrival and conversation, maybe some drinks. 6:30 to 7:15, dinner. 7:15 to 7:30, you speak. 7:30 to 8:15, speaker one. 8:15 to 9 o'clock, speaker two. You get back up and talk and thank everybody for coming. So it's nice to give away some free gifts at your dinner. It makes things more exciting for the attendees. Again, you don't have to pay for everything yourself. See if the speakers will donate something or buy inexpensive gifts and ask the speakers to help pay for them. Everyone who attends should fill out an evaluation form before they leave. This provides feedback for you and also helps you follow up with the guest. Have them fill it out at the end and collect it as they leave. Here's a sample form at the end of this section that you'll find in the end of this section. So do that after the client dinner. Really play it up in your monthly newsletter. Make all your clients who didn't come wish they had come. Report all the people who won free gifts and naturally follow up with the guest. Strategy 18, constantly educate your clients. Never assume that your client will remember. You need to constantly educate them about you and your business, quality workmanship, professional products, maintenance, etc. After the first time a client comes and visits you, stylists usually never educates their clients anymore. That's if they do it in the first place. So typically, a stylist will assume the client knows it. This is a big, big mistake. It's time to learn. It takes time to learn. If you saw a client every 2 months, and even if you did a great job at educating them, which is doubtful, they still wouldn't remember much. Remember, just because your business category is your life doesn't mean it's everyone else's. People forget. It's natural. You must constantly educate your clients over and over. And if by chance one of them says, yeah, I know, and goes on to explain it, then say, oh, sorry, most of my clients don't have a great memory like you. This rarely happens, but even when it does, people smile. They feel special and smarter. That's great. Your goal should be to get all your clients to say that. Then you'd be doing a good job. And believe me, your bank account would be overflowing as well. A constant flow of information to them from you is best. So how do you accomplish this? Through your monthly newsletter, your sales letter, your consumer awareness guide, and when they come in to see you for their visit. Every one of your clients should know all about your services you offer. It's silly to get all different clients for each of your services. It's much cheaper and much more profitable if most of your clients use most of your services. This only happens through constant education. Strategy 19, always make your clients feel they are number one. This is very important. Very, very important. You should always, always make your clients feel like they're the most important client to you. It doesn't matter how much money they have or their social status. Make every client feel like they are number one. This strategy will do wonders for your client relationships. You will develop a loyal, enthusiastic clients who will support and advocate for you. When a client feels important, he or she will return to your business with you over and over again. Never look for a different stylist. Refer lots of new clients to you. Rarely make a complaint. A client who loves your business will let the little mistakes slide. They know no one's perfect and will give you the benefit of the doubt. So how do you make a client feel important? Respond to all their calls, questions, whatever, immediately. Don't make people wait. Answer their questions that day or at the latest the very next day. Always treat your clients with respect. Always help them with their problem, even if it's something they should do themselves. They'll appreciate it very much and pay you back tenfold. Never underestimate your client. If you treat every client like your most important client, you'll have more business than you can handle. Strategy number 20, wow your clients. You want your client to be in awe after doing business with you. Does this sound hard? It may, but it's really easy. It's easy because most stylists do a lousy job of this. They don't even do what they are supposed to do. Of course, they don't do anything extra, so it's easy for you to stand out. So what do you do to wow your clients? Let me explain with an example. One of our members is a salon owner who gives all of her clients a free spray bottle with a few drops of lavender essential oil in it. She calls it Lavender Mist and tells them all about the wonderful stress relieving benefits of lavender oil. Then she tells them they can have unlimited refills forever. Before you dismiss her as crazy, let's analyze this for a minute. She gives this gift to new clients after their first visit. She puts a label on the bottle with her salon information and tells them to bring it back in for a refill if they ever run out. People love it and leave with a very positive first impression of her business. This costs her as little as $2.55 per bottle. Rarely does anyone ever bring it back in for a refill. So the cost to her is $2.55 to give her client an extraordinary feeling and tie them to her salon forever. That's pretty cheap. Of course, you don't have to offer the same exact thing. You can have a product that you can acquire at a relatively low cost, but you would have a high-end perceived value to your clients if you do this. So then offer that. Do that. Our friend doesn't stop there. She also gives her clients a free memo board to go on their refrigerator with her salon name and number on it. On the back, she puts 5 beauty tips. Her clients feel special. The memo board cost her $1.65 for a one-time total cost of $4.50. She wows her clients. Do you think they would ever go to any other salon or spa? Not in your life. So, they're as loyal as can be. So here's the proof that her strategies were worth it. 38.4% of her business is repeat business. So once you spread that $4.50 over all those return visits, the cost is tiny, but the profit is huge. But it gets even better. Not only does she get nearly 40% repeat business, but she also gets 29% of her business from referrals. If you keep splitting that $4.50 by all the clients it generates, you realize why this is so powerful. So why don't more businesses do this? Most businesses look at it as an expense. Now this is crazy. This is the cheapest and easiest way to get repeat business and lots of referrals. Don't limit yourself with short-sighted thinking. A small investment up front can yield tremendous gains in the long run. If other businesses don't want to wow their clients, think how much better you'll look in comparison. Strategy 21, respond to complaints immediately. The key to keeping and even enhancing client relations is to respond to complaints quickly and effectively. Never leave a client unhappy. One of the worst things for your business is an unsatisfied client walking around telling everyone he or she knows. Unfortunately, it's human nature to focus on the negative. Statistics show that a happy client tells an average of 5 people, while an unhappy client tells an average of 30 people. Nowadays, they can do it online too with their reviews. So you want to avoid this at all cost. Even if they are bad apples and you want to get rid of them, give them their money back and send them on their way. If you give them their money back, they can't say bad things about you. If you don't, they'll be spreading the word about what a terrible business person you are or a stylist that you are. Think of it as money well spent to save you from bad publicity. For clients who are good clients and sometimes just went wrong, correct it in a hurry. A complaint response letter to use as a form letter follows in the manual on this strategy. Strategy 22, fire some clients. If you have heard of the 80-20 theory, it says that 80% of your business comes from 20% of your clients. You probably won't be surprised to hear that 80% of your issues also come from 20% of your clients. Hopefully not the same 20%. Seriously though, clients who are problems all the time should be fired. That's right, fire your bad clients. So what does this mean? You're saying to fire bad clients, but you keep preaching about client service and client satisfaction? I truly believe in excellent client service that goes above and beyond expectations for our good clients. Most of our clients. Of course, you should treat all clients professionally and with respect when you are doing business with them. But that doesn't mean you have to continue doing business with all of them. If a client is never satisfied, if they complain and hassle you and they aren't worth the headache, no matter how much business they do with you. Long ago, I decided we wouldn't give superior service to bad apples. Why continue to put in the effort into someone who you just won't satisfy with anything we do? If we feel we've done all we can to help them, even bent over backwards to right a wrong and they still complain, we just fire them. We'll give them their money back just to get rid of them. These bad apples have very big mouths, even if they're being completely unreasonable. Others will only hear their side of the story. Just give them a refund and let them be someone else's problem. Life is too short, and there are too many good people out there to waste your time with the bad apples. Strategy 23, zombification. We're going to teach you how to raise the dead. It's called zombification. Are you laughing? Hey, we all have dead clients. Not dead clients. I mean clients that don't come into your business anymore. It happens. Sometimes their needs change. Sometimes their financial circumstances change. And sometimes we change. But the end result is a client who stops coming in and buying from you, which is awful because we all know the effort it takes to get a client in the first place, don't we? Now, we don't want you to feel bad about not doing this stuff. But guess how many stylists have an active client reactivation plan? 1 in 100 maybe? We're going to show you exactly what to say to a dead client if you can zombify them. So you can zombify them. Remember, zombies are the living dead. Zombification helps them find their wallets again. By the way, how's this analogy working for you? You might not even know your clients are dead because you haven't established a standard for deadness. So first things first, we need to make a list of who's dead and who's not. Answer this question. How often does your client come into your business with you? Is it every 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6 months? So what is the amount of time you should use to determine if a client is dead? Well, if a typical client usually do business with you every 2 months, as an example, and 4 months have gone by without seeing you, then they miss two times. We would then consider them dead. So we've established a dead client if we have not come into our business in, say, 4 months, or you may know they are dead. Just make sure that you would consider them dead. Now that you have the list of dead customers, we want you to send them a letter that says the following, and this is in your manual. You can email it. You can send a physical. You can send a physical mail out as well. This letter is on Member Central. It's called the Client Reactivation Letter. We call it the Zombie Letter as well. Send that letter out to all of the clients that you have not seen in your business for 4 months and beyond. If they come in every 2 months, if they come in every 1 month, send it out every when you don't see them for 2 months. That means they have missed you for 2 months. Do this, you will see up to 28% of those clients come back into your business. Section 3, offline marketing strategies. Strategy number 1, how to stop being sucked in by the advertising blind archery trap. This strategy is about hitting the marketing bullseye and the steps you need to take to get away from the blind archery trap. Most stylists run their advertising and marketing as if they were shooting at an archery target with a blindfold on while trying to hit the bullseye. In order to avoid the blind archery trap, and there's a diagram in your manual, you have to target your marketing and concentrate only on marketing that is trackable and measurable. And you want to structure your marketing so that you're not running around looking for potential clients. You want them to come to you. What is unconventional marketing? Unconventional marketing is a series of automatic systems that deliver to your business pre-interested, pre-qualified, pre-motivated potential clients who want to buy your services and products. It is predictable and dependable and brings you the right amount of potential clients when you want them. All this is done automatically without much manual labor on your part. What unconventional marketing is not? Getting your name out there, building your image, running ads in magazines that are not trackable, begging people for referrals, passing out your business cards, taking people out to lunch, giving coffee mugs away with your logo on them, giving out your website address, handing out your brochure and your price slips, hoping and wishing for people to call you. So how do you actually sell your services and products? How do you communicate it to your potential clients properly? How do you deliver it in a way so that it is enjoyable, so people want to do business with you and you don't come across as a pushy salesman? You have to change your positioning so that they are coming to you and you are not going after them. We will show you how to structure your marketing so that they are coming to you. Now we've just flipped the position and now you have all the leverage.